Penguin Random House presents Bad Men and Wicked Women by Eric Jerome Dickey. Read for you by Dion Graham. I believe there's another man inside every man. 1922. Color is not a human or a personal reality. It is a political reality. James Baldwin. Chapter 1. Margot had changed races. When I rushed into TGI Fridays and left the summer's oppressive triple-digit heat at my back, I searched for a 20-something woman with melanin-filled skin. Was hunting from booth to booth when someone eased up behind me, touched my shoulder. When I turned around, I saw a pale woman covered in tats and body piercings, a shapely number as goth as Melrose Boulevard.
Ken Swift.
Yeah? Do I know you?
It's me.
Me who?
My girl.
Last time I saw her, she was a beautiful shade of brown and had dark, wavy hair. But she scrubbed away her melanin. Her skin now, that of an untanned white woman. Broke my fucking heart and left me speechless at the same time. Nervous, she said,
"You got here just in time. I think our table is ready."
Her cell phone rang as soon as she said that. She looked at the number, frowned, didn't answer. I imagined my ex-wife had done that a million times to my calls after she left me. TGI Friday's Ladera was crowded like microwaved chicken wings were the best meal ever created. I had asked Margot if she wanted to meet me in Inglewood at Zula Ethiopian and Eritrean Restaurant in Hyde Park Plaza, a place I'd eaten at least once a month since they opened.